From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, this is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Seattle's new mayor, Ed Murray, today named a new interim police chief. Former assistant chief Harry Bailey will take over the job from Jim Pugel. Bailey retired from the Seattle Police Department in 2007. During his tenure there, he had the reputation of working closely with local communities. How might Harry Bailey shape the Seattle Police going forward? To answer that question, in part, we turn to Gerald Hankerson. He's president of the local NAACP. Hello.
Hello.
So how personally do you feel about the appointment of Harry Bailey as new interim police chief?
Well, it's kind of troubling to us as NAACP, particularly in relation to the fact it seems like a case of just reshuffling the deck but not changing the game. Chief Bailey was a part of the very same leadership team standing in the way of justice when it comes to protecting citizens from unlawful police misconduct in the years past. And at this fragile moment in our reform, Seattle Police Department needs leadership committed to finding solutions, not reverting back to the same old problems. So we're kind of disturbed by the fact that this decision was made without consultation with those in the community who will be impacted by this decision.
This morning, Acting Chief Bailey announced that he was going to form a panel to move forward implementing some of the Department of Justice recommendations, in particular the biased policing standards. Do you not think that he has what it takes to do that correctly?
Well, considering the fact of this is a person that was in leadership in the past with Seattle Police Department when some of these issues arose that led to the Department of Justice investigation, I don't say that we have the confidence that they're very capable of making these changes that are going to have an impact in our community, considering the fact of when the opportunity was available to him when he was in leadership, they wasn't done. So how are we to feel confident that he's capable of doing this now?
You mentioned that you felt that this appointment was made without any consultation with the community. Have you had a lot of consultation from the mayor's office in the past when it comes to moving forward with the Seattle Police Department changes?
Well, you know, he just became mayor not too long ago. Throughout the entire election process, there were a lot of town halls and community forums where this was one of the primary discussions that was had with him, and he talked about his position when it comes to police reform and changes that was necessary at the leadership level. So that was the only conversation there. We were woke up to be surprised that this change was taking place without consulting with us on what that should look like when it comes to the community, particularly the communities of color who was impacted by the decisions being made. We felt that we should have really had some input on what that decision should look like. And unfortunately, that was not the case.
We're speaking with Gerald Hankerson, who's president of the Seattle NAACP. You mentioned this was a bit like shuffling the deck. Do you feel that Harry Bailey is the equivalent of a Jim Pugel? Is it an ace for an ace, a deuce for a deuce?
Well, I don't know. I can at least say that Jim Pugel did come down to meet with the NAACP executive board months ago to talk about some of these issues that we've had concerns about in the city. And he reached out to us. So we're not saying that we support whomever get this position, because more important for us that whomever the mayor chooses to be the police chief, we feel they should be held more accountable to the community than the department. So I don't know what people feel like. You really want to know how people feel about this, about the relationship with the community that the chief has. Go down into the community and ask the people impacted by it, not just the people that are just part of his team. And this was really troubling to us that he made this decision without talking to us in the community about what we felt this process should look like.
I think that we're reading into what Mayor Murray has in mind. Obviously, he's not here to ask him directly, but he has said that he does not want to hire somebody who is an internal candidate, which would imply that Harry Bailey really is an interim candidate. But what do you think that you can read into this interim appointment going forward? In other words, what Mayor Murray might be looking for when it comes to a permanent chief?
Yeah, and that also was confusing to me as well, as if the interim chief is someone that's only going to be there temporary until he finds a permanent person over the next several months. But if that's the case over the next several months, then what expectations do we have for Chief Bailey to implement change? It's just in a 90-day period. We haven't been able to achieve that in 30 years, so let alone in 3 months, for him to come in and have immediate changes when it comes to reflecting the reform. So I don't know what he really has in mind when it comes to what needs to take place, other than someone just holding the fort until he makes his decision on who will be the permanent chief. So we don't have much expectation of what he will do while he's in office for the next 3 months. So who knows? All we do know is the fact that we was not consulted and discussed anything about what we feel this police mm-hmm. chief should look like, how what impact mm-hmm. it should have in our community. And we judge people by their individual merit, not because of who they are and what their priorities are. It's really about what you do on the ground when it comes to making decisions that impacts our community.
Gerald Hankerson, president of Seattle NAACP, thank you very much for giving us your thoughts on this appointment.
Thank you.
It's The Record on KUOW.